It is the Sabbath, and I want you to look at wherever exhaustion is showing its presence in your life. I'm Andrea Mohawk Mama, and I'll be your pastor and your guide for this episode of Mohawk Mama Soul. Soul Care Podcast serves to awaken writers and oracles, I like to call us scribblers and speakers, into a rest that elevates holy embodiment. This sanctuary that I speak of has so many facets to it. And so, will you join me today? What we do here is notice, nurture, and embody soul care in a culture of scarcity, noise, and frenzy. And so that is what you're welcomed into. And anything that we are talking about will always come back to three foundational things that you notice in order to nurture, in order to embody, even more earnestly and intentionally. Going to look at a few landscapes that exhaustion could be or has shown up, and how we're going to navigate through it as we face what lies underneath that exhaustion. Not the fruit, but the root. Let's do this together on this Sabbath, as a week is ending and a new one unfolds. Mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual exhaustion can come for you in these areas. And they can show up in different ways. You can't think straight or at all. You sense that you're more stressed out, thinned out. Your usual healthy go-to things have got up and gone. Your lips are constantly dry and cracked. Your skin is problematically bearing witness that there are things that are just not aligned and attuned and at rest. Your mood, well, let's just say, it's tumultuous. Sometimes you feel short of breath even when you're doing nothing at all. And you just seem to permanently have a cough or some kind of ailment, small but yet there, persistent, letting you know that there's something that is not altogether for your flourishing. Indicators that exhaustion has come for us. And for some of us, if exhaustion has continued for, you know, a few months, then you may need to see someone that is going to help you medically diagnose if you may be dealing with chronic fatigue syndrome. And so you could be dealing with a long-term illness. You could be experiencing more than just extreme tiredness. And it is okay for you to get the kind of help, support, so that you're not bearing the weight that is all up to you to get it together, girl. So that it's not pressure on you to feel like you're doing something wrong. So I want to talk about the landscape of our life so that we can begin to look at real closely what it is we're dealing with when we're talking about the pressures of life and even the things that we do to bring even more agitation to that pressure because we're trying to still do what? Toe the line. We're still trying to do the same amount of things with increased pressure. We are still believing that we've got to bring it like we've always brought it. But just like the natural landscape goes through seasons and changes because of the environment and because of the changing of the soil, when seeds are planted, those seeds may or may not be nurtured in that current condition. Therefore, changes have to be made when we're trying to plant certain seeds of our lives that we want to germinate and grow into something, whether those are the seeds of parenting, the seeds of new work responsibility, the seeds of just new living arrangements, the seeds of new healing, whether it's physical or otherwise. Because the thing is that we know that during this day and age, that there is a lot coming for the body and the mind. And there is an upsurge of overactivity of the mind. And being strung out right now is pretty typical of a reaction to what's going on in the world. And our brains are detecting all kinds of threat. And because of that, the body is so wonderfully made that when that happens, it predicts that we're going to need more energy to manage it. So, I want you to take a look at your body this Sabbath. You know, there's an analogy I want to use because you may not, at the time of listening to this, feel like you are dealing with exhaustion. But maybe you don't know what to look for. Maybe you're in the early stages of it setting in as a seed and it hasn't come to full fruition of harvest when you realize, oh my goodness, I am sinking. I actually use this analogy because recently this happened where I was in the kitchen and I was cleaning. And I use vinegar instead of bleach. And I had my vinegar water solution. And I'm thinking all is well. And I go to spray it on my fruit to give them a little vinegar cleansing. And this immense burning sensation began to happen in my finger. I had no idea I had a cut. But it was there all along without me knowing until something came into contact with it to let me know there is something here. There's something here, and you want to attend to it. That pain actually was just a symptom letting me know that there is something going on in my body that I hadn't any idea of. But knowing that, it helped me to begin to readjust what I was going to let that finger come in contact with to take care of it, not to keep plowing through, getting the thing done, and of course, exasperating that area with pain. I didn't know I had the cut, and you may not know that you're headed towards exhaustion, full blown. Because you're thinking the symptoms are just basically everyday life things. And I want you to just give yourself permission to welcome an exhaustion examination. And I want you to begin to look at the areas where you have relationships. Look at what relationship, even if it's with yourself, that when you come into contact with that person or a conversation or a topic, what is your body's response? What is your mind's response? I want you to also look at the way you go about getting things done. What is currently bringing you such anxiety that even when you think about doing that thing, you begin to sense yourself really coming to a point of just guarding up, armoring up, not with the armor of light, but with the armor of self-preservation. I want you to be okay with knowing that all of the output that you have done or you've been doing, even though it is for the good of perhaps your current life situation or the good for your family or even the good for you, are you going about it in a way that is sustainable? Because if not, I want you to begin to ask yourself, what is your point of view of exhaustion? Is it a means to an end that is necessary? Or is it an indoctrination from a society that preaches and teaches about scarcity, about on-demand, about 24/7 accessibility, about only the weak ask for help, pull yourself up by your whatever. If you wear boots, the straps. But what if you ain't got no shoes? All I'm asking you to do this Sabbath is sit down and look at your point of view. And after you look at that point of view that you have about exhaustion, depending on the conclusion you come to, I want you to just focus on one holy plan of action that reminds you that you're human, that reminds you that you have been called into a deep soul rest, that if it is obstructed, if it is being, let's just say, attacked, what would it look like for you to re-examine, what it looks like for you to re-engage differently, even if you do it 1% differently? Because when you look around the landscape of your life, not everything is necessary, even if it's permissible, even if you can do it. It may mean the courage to say no to some folks so that it can make room for some yeses that will begin a healing journey and promote an ongoing healing journey. No, it's not going to be easy, but it is going to be possible. And I want to encourage you to make sure that no matter where you are in the exhaustion phase, if you're experiencing it now, that even if it's just a root system that's starting to grow, I don't want you to dismiss it as something that's not major. And if you do have a major exhaustion issue, I want you to look at who are the shalom makers, your supporters, whether they're individuals or entities that you are welcoming to come alongside you at this time. Give yourself the hospitality of pause, because not everything needs to be continued the way you've always known it to be. You may be making some very difficult decisions so that you can allow yourself to recover. And you can't do it hurriedly, but you can do it with hospitality at the heart of it. All right? So, let this Sabbath be one that we welcome. The kind of humanity that says, my intrinsic worth was not bestowed upon me so that I could guzzle all of the energy and so that I would be consumed by it, overwhelmed by it. No. It was for me to be able to co-witness my co-creativity with my creator, my beloved. Not be strung out, but to have the kind of relationship with the benevolent God who desires my alternation of work and rest be holistic, to be healthy, to be integrated. So that's what I want you to do. Look at your point of view. And in this is not a place of judging yourself. It's just witnessing yourself. Telling the truth about it so that we can get to the root system of where the exhaustion is coming from, the beliefs you have about your work, about your responsibilities and roles, and the utter freedom that comes from being honest about where you are and about who you think you are and who you truly are and who you are becoming. It is okay to do less. Remember that. Creativity will give you an opportunity to use your imagination to reimagine a different way to go about it, whether it is at work, school, parenting, or otherwise. All right. That's all I want to say to you today and this Sabbath. Don't forget to screenshot this podcast episode and share it freely. And please do me a favor and go and review the podcast and share with the world what difference it is making in your life.
Share my mom's podcast with your friends.
Jesus is always with your heart and he loves you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, are you still there? Well, I want to just bring in just one more aspect in this bonus segment. And that is about the role of the cortisol hormone. You know, we've all heard about cortisol and heard about it as a bad stress hormone, but that isn't the complete story. It has a really vast responsibility in our lives in helping us control our blood sugar levels, to motivating us to move. And medical professions tout that if we didn't have cortisol, we wouldn't be able to survive, because it's what gets us up and it's also what puts our bodies into fight mode when it thinks we're in danger. But it also is key for our metabolic processes. And the important thing about all of this is that cortisol is our body's built-in internal alarm system. And it should rise and fall as needed. But the fact of the matter is what happens is exhaustion plays a role when we endlessly rush from one thing to another, and that alarm button is triggered far too often when we're not truly in danger. And so one of the things that I want to look at in this bonus segment is how we edit. You know, as writing souls and speaking souls, you, whether you name yourself a writer, you, whether you name yourself as an oracle, you know that editing is a part of any work that's published. And your life is a published work. And there are many iterations. And so if you are dealing with exhaustion, you're not a fraud just because you promote wellness and wholeness. It could be you just haven't edited lately. And I want you to give yourself a place to come back home, to check in on how you're using your phone. Upon awakening, what's your relationship with your phone? Going throughout the day, what's the relationship with your phone? And at night, what's the relationship with your phone? Does it beep and buzz and notify you all throughout the day? Because this can cause your cortisol to peak. So there are some lifestyle edits that can lower it. It doesn't mean that this is a one-size-fits-all, but it does mean that you have the power. You also have a pathway, and you possess what you need to slow things down without feeling like you have failed, without feeling like you have left things hanging for others. So to start, I want you to embrace the edit and look at the daily stressors. They're there, but how are you managing them? And what are those daily stressors? And how does it look for you to go about it in a way where you can, first of all, internalize honestly, and so that you can externally bring about the kind of transformative ways of reengaging the way you eat, the way you drink, your behavior around getting things done and being productive. I did air quotes around that because I believe that we tout so much on productivity that we don't remember that it is for us to be present. And from being present in wherever we are, we can really gauge whether or not our presence is one that is for our flourishing, or if it's becoming something for our demise. And so we want to look at things that are going to tell us that. Our digestive system will tell us that. Our immune system will tell us that. Not so that we're judged, but so that we can affirm what it looks like to address any overload or potential overload that is starting to ramp up our hormones. And so, honor your nervous system and make sure that you affirm, I am human here. That brilliant affirmation could possibly be the very thing that helps you come back home to your body and edit in such a way that you bring about the kind of slowing down that doesn't mean stop, but it means to embrace the holy activity and the holy being that you are as you lower, edit your cortisol levels, okay? Do that in such a way where your breath is engaged, where your heart rate is engaged, that you edit your screen breaks so that you can go and enjoy walks outside or sit and enjoy whatever it is you enjoy sipping or doing, not because you're trying to promote better productivity, but because you want to engage a more healthy, holistic presence in how you show up as human.